and many people all around the world to honor our Lord's birthday. Though we don't know the exact day, probably, we do have a day selected. And there is no question about why all the fuss. I am convinced that the Lord Jesus coming to planet Earth and taking on human flesh as a tiny baby is the single most important event in our historic record as humankind. In scope, by comparison to all else, in depth of effect on the entire race, by affirming the love of our Creator, in repairing our brokenness, the advent of Christ, the Lord of glory, surpasses all. Mary wraps the baby in a small cloth. God wraps the world in His mighty, everlasting love. Because of our lively hope in these things, our confidence in their reality, every light, every ornament, every festive occasion around the Christmas season, every moment of Yuletide joy, and every note of music, all is in His honor, for His glory. We are not troubled by thoughts of where to draw the line between secular and sacred. For us, it is all sacred because of who the whole celebration is about. Many will have their parties, their family Christmas gatherings, and will go through the entire season of celebration without giving a thought, or very little thought, to the source of all this ado. Why this universal festival every year? And even if they are clueless as to the reason, and overspend and overcelebrate, still, is it not in our Lord's honor? Very many folks are drawn to higher and holier thoughts in spite of their erstwhile neglect of such things, drawn by the joy, the irresistible joy that rests over the world at this time of the year, year after year. I can remember back to age 4, not detailed, but generally. And I have no recollection of being told about Santa as if I was to expect him to bring my gifts on Christmas Eve. I liked Santa in the chocolate form that my folks always put in our stockings. I ate as many Santas as Mama would allow. I also loved the little Night Before Christmas books we had back then, and those pictures that told the story. I was an imaginative child. My stuffed animals came to life every night after I fell asleep, and they did all kinds of wonderful, adventurous things. I believed in little woods creatures that had human form and could talk. I just was always content with Dad and Mama bringing the presents and the joy to my Christmases. Yet I do have very early memories of the story of Jesus. My folks were God-fearing, and I went to Sunday school a lot. I remember praying to be saved and having a wonderful assurance that Jesus heard me and took me as His child. I was 7 or 8. For that reason, my Christmas memories as a youngster are very fond and happy, and I'd like to share a few of them with you this morning. I had 3 brothers. We were all close in age, and I'm sure they each remember certain things about those great Christmases when we were little. I was very into cleaning the house and helping Mama and Dad with the decorating and the baking. How about those pressed cookies? Green and red with cinnamon candies pressed into them, all shapes and sizes, and the peanut butter chocolate kiss cookies. and all the good smells coming from the kitchen. I loved watching Mama and trying to help her. You remember the stencils you put on the windows with the sprayed snow? The manger scenes and stars and the Merry Christmas. Oh, how I love putting those scenes up in the big window. And decorating the tree with those old aluminum icicles and the strings of big colored lights, a few bubble lights, and the ornaments, they're antiques now, and the glass balls brought out each December and then carefully put away again. We taped every Christmas card that came to our house up above the big picture window and then ran strings of little lights all around through them. Of course, Dad did the work, but I sure remember helping. And then sitting there and looking at all those beautiful cards with the colored lights blinking. And oh, the train board, that's what we called it, with the track and the station and the village and the trees and little cars and trucks and little people all about. And Mama wrapping things in her bedroom with the door shut. What suspense. And then it was Christmas Eve. Oyster stew. Oh yes, oyster stew. Every Christmas Eve. Not sure where that came from, but that tradition has never died to this day. And then waiting for Grandpa and Grandma and Auntie Ann to pull in the lane. We would watch out the big window and hope that every car that went by would be them. Finally, one would slow up and turn in. But a few other people lived back our lane, so sometimes we would be disappointed. It's a very fond memory, waiting for that special Christmas Eve visit and the little gifts they would bring for each of us, and usually a new game board for the family. I can feel the excitement of this day, the thrill of expectation, and the assurance that I had that all was well. All in the spirit of a holy celebration that was above and beyond anything else that occurred the whole year long. Even as a small child, I worshiped and adored the little baby in the manger. Oh yes, I almost forgot the manger scenes. And traveling about an evening or two to look at the lights people had put up on the houses. All of the Christmases of my boyhood, we arose on Christmas morning at 4 a.m. It was okay. My folks allowed that. We all got up, got our faces washed, and combed our hair for the pictures, you know. My dad loved to use his camera. Made sure all the colored lights were on, the record player going with Tennessee Ernie Ford or Chet Atkins or one of Father's other favorites. Then we lined up in the hallway, youngest to oldest, and waited for Dad to give the word. He had to be all ready with that camera. And then there it was, Christmas morning. Lights, music, presents, each other. I clearly remember gifts like stuffed toys, a Roy Rogers outfit complete with a set of six-shooter cap guns, a farm set, a filling station set. You remember the kind, the building all painted in detail, wonderful cars and trucks and animals, both farm and wild, little army men, cowboys and Indians, model cars. And oh yes, BB gun. This was back when every country boy learned his hunting skills with his own Crossman BB gun. And nobody seemed to think it was weird. Race car set, walking tree, a toy guitar, airplanes with gas-powered engines, and stockings full of fruit and candy and amazing little surprises. Of course, not all of that in one year. year by year. I just remember that there was nothing in my early years that came close to outshining Christmas morning. And then we hugged Mama and Dad and thanked them for everything and watched excitedly while they opened the childish little gifts we had gotten and wrapped for them. A dishcloth, perhaps, a can opener, an apron, hair comb. What delight it gave us to give those gifts to our folks. And there was a dish of cookies and nuts and candy on the table. The lights and the music filled the little front room. And there was abundant love and joy and amazing peace. As near as I could tell, as a little tyke, all seemed to be very well. We played with our new toys all day long, unless we fell asleep somewhere for a while along the way. And then Mama would help us all put our things back under the tree. For there would be many visits from friends and relatives stopping by to see our Christmas. That's what folks said. We'll be over to see your Christmas. Did any of you do that? We put it all back under the tree every evening for a couple of weeks until the visits finally ceased. Back then, Christmas was a season set all around a day, the best day of the year for sure. But it was soon enough over, and winter activities filled our boyish lives. Sledding and skating and snowball fights, camping in the winter woods. For most of the folks that you know, it may be only one day, with a hectic few day prelude necessary to make it happen. But it is a day, set aside from all others, a day of days. To some it will bring delight and the thrill of family. Some will only find it to be a bother. For some, it will be a sad day, saddest day of the year, because someone is missing from the circle. Some may even jeer and mock. Some will worship serenely and deeply. But the day will come, and it will create memories and images that will stay in people's minds as long as they live. The day will hopefully cause many to pause and reflect on what this inescapable yearly calendar event is really all about. Perhaps in the glow of the tree, or by the embers of a low fire, or the flickering of a lone candle, musings will take place, deeper and higher than at other times, musings that bring about earnest responses. Moments that can become changes that will last into eternity. My Christmas memories are very precious and sweet to me. I am thankful that they are still so vivid and fresh. Those days of childhood passed by so grandly. I was blessed to have a wonderful home and to have good folks. And then, suddenly, I am asking this lovely young farm girl to marry me. And it was Christmas Eve in the year of our Lord, 1968. And I also asked for our first kiss, and I got it. Now, I didn't have much money for an engagement gift, but there on the floor in front of her was a pretty large wrapped package. Was it a small gag gift wrapped as a big one? No, it was a sewing machine. I know. We were all about functionality back in those days, and we pretty much still are. And a few years later, there I am, camera in hand, waiting at the bottom of the stairs for my own little ones to come down on Christmas morning. And they are the ones waiting for Pappy and Grammy to stop in with their gifts after a while. Those 20 years or so that I had the children at home were the best years of my life. And then there were the wonderful grandchildren Christmases. And now I am the Pappy that they're waiting for. Pappy and Mimi we are now. There have been many beautiful Christmas memories made over those few short years. Yet I must say, the earliest memories of those childhood Christmases seem still to be the sweetest. My prayer then is just that many such good memories will be formed in the minds of thousands of those who keep this feast again this year, and that our Lord may be honored above all that is in this world, and that all men may be drawn to Him.